الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue with the قصص الأنبياء and the last prophet that we stopped at was Prophet Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. And we mentioned that Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام is mentioned many times in the Quran. And his stories are many of different benefits. We already mentioned how he argued or in the best of ways with the polytheists when they worshipped the sun and the moon and the stars. And we mentioned those verses from Surah Al-An'am and we clarified them. And at the end of that, Shaykh Abdurrahman Al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he mentions the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which comes يعني in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 258, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ. So this was the leader of the nation, the king of the nation, the leader of them. He was arguing with Ibrahim. And so have you not seen who disputed with Ibrahim about his Lord? So he had the ability, يعني he had kingdom, he had the ability to kill people and he had the ability to imprison people. So he thought he was the Lord, or he considered himself to be the Lord. He was arrogant. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam disputed with him in ways that are better. And he said to him, as Allah mentioned here, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Have you not seen the one who disputed with Ibrahim a.s. about his Lord, Allah? Because Allah had given him the kingdom. Allah gave him leadership. This king, the king of his nation, Allah gave him that leadership. It's from Allah. يُعِزُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He raises whom he wills and he debases whom he wills. But the person who's given something from Allah should be grateful to Allah. But on the contrary, this king and this leader, he started arguing and he started disputing with Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he considered himself to be Allah himself. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him, "My Lord is He who gives life and causes death," he said, the king said, "I also give life and cause death." So Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam said, "Verily Allah brings the sun." So when he said, I bring life and I cause death," he brought an individual or two individuals forward and he said, "Look, this one, I'll give him life. He can remain living. And this one, he killed him." He said, "You see, I give life and I cause death." Yani arguing that he is Allah, the Lord who gives life and gives death. But when Ibrahim a.s. said to him, "Allah brings the sun from the east, then you bring it from the west." So the disbelieving king was utterly defeated. And Allah guides not the people who are oppressors. Who are oppressors, yani who oppress themselves. Who oppress themselves. And that's what he did, because he was not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaykh Abdurrahman Al-Sa'di rahimahullah mentions that story. At the end of that section, فَأَلْزَمَهُ الْخَلِيلُ بِطَرْدِ دَلِيلِهِ بِالتَّصَرُّفِ الْمُطْلَقِ فَقَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ. So he was not able to actually answer and make the sun rise from the west. It's impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it rise from the east. You try make it rise from the west, you will not be able to. So what he came with, he was defeated, utterly defeated. Then Shaykh Abdurrahman Sa'di rahimahullah mentions another story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And the stories of Ibrahim, as we said, are many. And that's why we probably need another dars after this for the last story, which we'll cover on a separate lesson. That is with his father in particular and the manner in that regard. But the next story that we want to look at is when Shaykh Abdurrahman Sa'di rahimahullah says, ثُمَّ خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَظْهُرِهِمْ مُهَاجِرًا. So Ibrahim alayhi salam went out of that place. They're ready to kill him. They're ready to murder him. So he he left and he fled that place. وَزَوْجَتُهُ وَإِبْنُ أَخِيهِ لُوطٍ Ibn Akhihi, his nephew, Lut, عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he went out fleeing with his wife, نعم, Sarah, his wife Sarah, إلى الديار الشامية, to the Sham region. And Sham, in the current context, is Palestine, Syria, and Jordan. This is considered to be Sham. In reality, that is the true name for that area. It is not Syria. These are new names that came later. Jordan is a new name that came later. But in reality, the true name for that peninsula is Ash-Sham. وفي أثناء مدة إقامته بشام ذهب إلى مصر. And during that short period of staying in Sham, he went towards Misr, Egypt. بزوجته سارة, with his wife Sarah. وكانت أحسن امرأة على الإطلاق. She was the best يعني woman alive at that time. يعني she was a woman who was the best of the women. So فلما رآها ملك مصر. So when the king of Egypt saw her, وكان جبارا, and he was an evil man, a man that was oppressive. When he saw her, and he was عنيد, he was a person who didn't accept the truth. When he saw her, لم يملك نفسه حتى أرادها على نفسها. He didn't control himself. He wanted her for himself. He wanted her for himself. فدعت الله. So she called upon Allah عليه. She said, oh Allah, protect me from this individual. She asked Allah, she called upon Allah to protect her from this king of Egypt. فكاد أن يموت ثم أطلق. He was nearly about to die because of that dua of Sarah radiallahu anha. It was so powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered it, and the person was about to die. And just before he was about to die, he was set free. ثم عاد ثانيا. Then he went back. Instead of being remorseful, instead of stopping at his way, his evil way, he went back towards her to try to harm her and try to do what he wanted to do. وكلما أرادها دعت عليه. And every time he wanted her for himself, she called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is for a lesson for all of us. When you are in trouble, you call upon Allah. When you are in need, you call upon Allah. And Allah will take you out of that distress and that difficulty. أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أي له مع الله. Who is going to answer the call of the needy when he is in need? The distressed one when they are distressed. Can there be any other deity besides Allah? It's Allah subhanahu wa yukshifu su, and he will remove harm. Wa yukshifu su, wa yaj'alukum khulafa al-ard, and he will make you inherit the earth. Ailahum Allah. Can there be any deity besides Allah? So Allah is the one we call upon. Wa idha sa'alta fas'alillah. And ask Allah. Wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah. And seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help alone. As we say every day in our salah, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight. Before that, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You we worship alone, and you we ask for help alone. We say this in our salah at least 17 times a day. So how is it we're calling upon Badawi and Abdul Qadir al-Jinani or the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم? We call upon Allah, just like Sarah alayhi radiallahu anha did. So when the second time he tried to harm her, she called upon Allah, and Allah protected her from him, and he almost seized, he couldn't move. ثم دعت له فأطلق. Then he was freed from that. فكفاها الله شره. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficed her over her evil. Allah protected her over his evil, وكلما أرادها دعت عليه فصرع. So every time he wanted to harm her for himself, he wanted her for himself, حتى يتعدى عليها, such that he oppressed her, then he ceased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that the man ceased. He couldn't do what he wanted to do. ثم دعت له فأطلق فكفاه الله شره ووهب لها هاجر جارية قبطية. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter, after he protected her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her to have a servant to help her in her everyday needs. And you can go back also to Bukhari and Muslim and see the details of that story in more detail. Then Shaykh of Saudi rahimahullah, he says, وَكَانَتْ سَارَةً عَاقِرَةً. Sarah, she was not able to give birth. She was not able to give birth, or she didn't have children. She was عاقر. مُنْدُ كَانَتْ شَابَةً. Since she was a youth, since she was young, she was not able to give birth. فَوَهَبَتْ هَذِهِ الْجَارِيَةً لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ. نعم. So what she did, because she had this servant, نعم, and she was of age, she said to Ibrahim, why don't you marry her? Why don't you take her for yourself to marry? Because you don't have children. Subhanallah. Which woman would do that nowadays? Allahu Akbar. Which woman? نعم. Even it was asked to Sheikh Saif Ozan, when it was said to him that there is a lady, she's looking, نعم, for a second wife for her husband. She's looking for a second wife for her husband. He said, where is that woman now? Where is that? Now, subhanAllah. Ajeeb. He said, Ajeeb. It's strange, amazing. How a woman asking, because generally what occurs for a woman, occurs for a woman. That woman is jealous. And that's in the nature of a woman, that she becomes jealous. So for her to do that, Allahu Akbar, that shows you, again, her relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sarah radiallahu anha. So she said, فَأَتَتْ هَاجَرْ بِإِسْمَعِيلِ. And that servant was Hajar. Her name was Hajar. And she gave birth to Ismail. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's son, Ismail. عَلَى كِبْرِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Even though Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was old in age, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with Ismail. فَفَرِحَ بِهِ فَرْحًا شَدِيدًا. He was so happy. So happy. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with a child. Allah bless you with a son. Allah bless you. Of course you'll be happy. But if you do not have children, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give you children, then be happy. Why? Because it may be, as one of the scholars said, Allah saved you from a difficulty. Allah saved you from a calamity. Allah saved you. Or Allah is testing you. Because if you are tested, either your reward is in this life, if you are patient, Allah gives it to you in this life, ajilan, and you will be given that which you ask for after your test, after you succeed your test. Or it may be Allah saves it for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah as a reward. Allahu Akbar. When you and me will need with hope for that reward. So this is the qadr of Allah. So O brothers, O sisters, those who do not have children, be patient and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you with pious children. Children, don't just say, oh Allah, give me children. Say, oh Allah, give me pious children that are healthy. That is what we all seek. Because we do not seek children that will become adu, an enemy to us, or a fitna, a trial and tribulation for us. How many have left their deen because of their children? How many have lost their deen? How many have lost their mind? How many have lost their life because of their children? So we ask Allah for good children. We ask Allah for a good progeny, good lineage. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was happy, really happy. ولكن سارة رضي الله عنها أدركتها الغيرة. But Sarah, thereafter, what comes upon her? What comes upon a woman? Comes upon a woman, even though she offered Hajar, who served her, even though she offered her to be married to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, her husband. Later she became jealous. فَحَلَفَتْ أَنْ لَا يُسَاكِنْهَا بِهَا. And she swore that she would not live in our dwelling. Basically not live with us. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to do what he had to do. He had to leave. Where is he going to put her? You have to find somewhere to put her. Where is he going to put her? So, وَذَلِكَ. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. Allah willed that he had to find a dwelling for her. وَهَذَا مِنْ جُمْلَةِ الْأَسْبَابِ لِذِهَابِهِ بِهَا إِلَى مَوْضِعِ الْبَيْتِ الْحَرَامِ. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that was a reason for him to go to Bayt al-Haram, that area of Makkah. And he went there with Hajar. وَإِلَّا فَهُوَ مُتَقَرِّرٌ عِنْدَهُ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَهَذَهَبَ بِهَا وَبِبْنِهَا إِسْمَعِيلِ. So he went with, he took her and her son, and his son Ismail to Mecca. And she didn't have a place to stay. They didn't have a place to stay, other than where he was, so, but he had to leave. Because what came upon the woman, came upon the woman. And so he had to leave. He left, and when he reached Mecca, he realized there's no water, there's no vegetation, there's no food. Na'am. And so they were looking for water until they found a little bit of water, wasn't much, and some dates as provision, and he left it with her at a place which was now, which we call the Bi'r of Zamzam, that place. Then he left them. Now the story doesn't actually mention where he went after that. At least here, Shaykh Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'di rahmahullah doesn't mention that. But later you will see he joins up with them. So Allahu A'lam in that period there. But when he left her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took care of her and Ismail. فَلَمَّا كَانَ فِي الثَّنِيَّةِ بِحَيْثُ يَشْرِفُ عَلَيْهِمَا دَعَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while he's in that state of not having much and provisions are scarce, he called upon Allah, رَبِّي إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِ بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرَعٍ. And he complained to Allah, or asked Allah, pleaded to Allah, that indeed I have come to this dwelling, na'am, with my progeny, yani Ismail, in this wad, in this valley, whereby there's no zara, there's no yani vegetation, or that which is can be used to eat, in the baytik al-haram, al-muharram. Baytik al-muharram means al-haram, the place, the house, which is now the haram, the blessed place, sanctuary, which is a better word to use. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And then he said, oh our Lord, لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, that this prayer may be established. فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةَ مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And he supplicated to Allah that this place will be a place where the prayer is established, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses it such that people will go towards it. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And to bless them with much fruits, vegetation, blessings, that they may be grateful. That is Surah Ibrahim, verse 37. إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الدُّعَىٰ. Until the rest of the dua, where he also supplicated to Allah to make this place آمِنًا, a place of security, a place which is free from any harm and difficulty and hardship. إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الدُّعَىٰ. ثُمَّا اسْتَسْلَمَتْ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَجَعَلَتْ تَأْكُلْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ التَّمَرِ. So she submitted herself to Allah, Hajar. She submitted herself to Allah that whatever Allah wills, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with, we will be patient with that. And she ate those dates that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had provided her and his son Ismail, and she drank from the water that she had. But then she became thirsty. The water became scarce, and the water was no more. And so she became thirsty. And she became, and also her son Ismail became thirsty. Thirsty, turning here, right to left, yani trying to find some food. And she could not see anyone. From a far distance, she could not see anyone. And she, at that time, she was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for provision. It may be Ibrahim alayhi salam went to look for some provision or some sustenance for them, and Allah knows best. If anyone knows the details regarding that, in this tafsir, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah does not mention that until he comes afterwards. Until he comes afterwards, and Ismail has already grown. So this story shows us that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left for them provision, and this should be the situation of every father who strives his utmost for his children. Eat with what they eat. Feed them with what you eat. With what you eat yourselves. Clothe them with what you clothe yourself. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Fear Allah concerning your children. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أن يضيع من يعود. It is enough sin for a person that he discards those under his responsibility. Your children are under your responsibility. Clothe them, feed them. Wallah, it amazes me. Amazes me. When I hear some sisters, they complain. Na'am, and they send questions to the ulama about the stinginess of their husbands, or the being miserly and being stingy and tight. SubhanAllah. To the extent that they do not spend. I was shocked. A brother even called me once and he said to me, do I have to give my money? Do I have to give some money to my wife on a monthly basis? Akhi, don't be tight. Give her some money to buy some clothes, to buy some shoes, to buy some... She may have some needs. Don't be tight. Whatever you spend on her sadaqah, ya akhi. Even a morsel that you put in her mouth is charity. And intend with that the wajh of Allah. Get greater reward. Intend with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face that I'm doing this to protect my wife. I'm doing this to protect my wife from begging. Don't leave your children begging. Don't leave your family begging. Rather aid them and spend on them. But don't be extravagant. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the ibad al-Rahman. وَإِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. That when they spend, they're not tight. They don't withhold everything. They're not tight. Nor are they extravagant. And they are in between that. Balanced. So they're extravagant. MashaAllah for yourself. That buy a nice car. Buy this. Buy that. The wife, why do you buy her? Also make her feel that she is needed. And she is wanted. And that she is also your wife. Spend on them. And spend on your children. How you spend so much money on a house. Building it. Extension, windows, making it beautiful, and your children going to a school that is mixed. Put them in if it's a girl, all girls Muslim school. How? Why not? Why not? You spend all this money on, mashallah, beautiful car, Mercedes, BMW, and your children going to mixed school. Because it's free. Wallahi, my children first. My children come first. I'll put my children in a school, even have to pay, and they're not in a mixed school. Why? Because if they mix with the boys and the girls, they mix. They're not going to be studying when they get to 15, 16. They're going to be looking at something else. They're going to be looking at the girl will be looking at the boy, and Allahu musta'an. Then you say, oh, what have I done with my life? When she runs away from home. When she leaves your house, and she goes off. So may Allah protect us, and our families, and our children, and make our priorities in the right place. Our children on our next Yawm al-Qiyamah. We are responsible over them. We look after them. And we protect them and we do our best for them. Na'am. We do our best for them that we try to put them in Muslim schools if we're able to afford. If we can't afford, then you can homeschool. You can homeschool. And if you're not even able to do that, then look for alternatives to aid your children. Do not put them in a school where they're in mixed school and they're learning other than learning that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam left for her provision, left for his son provision. Na'am, but sooner or later that provision was scarce and she went to Safa, Mount Safa. She climbed the mountain and she looked to the right and to the left and she couldn't see anyone from a distance. Then she went to the next mountain, Marwa. Again she climbed it and she looked a distance left and the right and she couldn't see anyone. And she was going back and forth looking for something to eat, looking for some provisions, looking for some water. SubhanAllah. And she continued 7 times between the wadi, between that valley. Between Safa and Marwa. Until this day, when we go on Safa, what do we say? Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. These are from those things that Allah has legislated. Places to go. To remember that story. That true story that happened with Hajar radiallahu anha. When she was looking for water. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with water gushing forth. And that is the water that is coming until today. That is Zamzam. Allahu Akbar. Which is blessed. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Zamzam is that which it has been drunken for. Meaning that you do dua. You supplicate to Allah. When you drink it, supplicate to Allah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which you seek. If it is increase in knowledge, alhamdulillah. If it is blessings, alhamdulillah. If it is good children, alhamdulillah. If it is good life, alhamdulillah. Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. And some of the Salaf also used to take it with them, even outside Makkah. And that's why until today, people do that. Some of the Salaf, they used to take it out with them. Fill up their bottles and take it out with them, such that they would drink it wherever they go. So Zamzam is a blessed water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, Allah's Messenger, mentioned that it is ta'am, that is like a food in itself, that it quenches, and also it fills. And we know, subhanAllah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even in his lifetime, he would live upon al-aswadain, water and dates. In some cases, that's all he had in his house, water and dates, and he lived with that. That which is blessed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Zamzam. Na'am. Then he mentioned that, then Shaykh al-Rahman Sa'id rahmahullah mentioned that after hardship there is ease. And this is a story, this is a parable for each and every one of us. We may go through difficulty, but look at Hajar. She didn't have water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with water and blessed her and her son Ismail with that which she asked for. After hardship there is ease. But she continued to strive. She didn't stop. She continued to go 7 times between Safa and Marwa until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with Zamzam coming out, gushing forth from the ground. So she was so happy. Hajar, Ismail, radiallahu anha, she was so happy. فَشَرِبَتْ مِنْهُ. And so she drank it. And also she gave Ismail to drink. And she said, Alhamdulillah ala hadihi ni'ma al-kubra. All praises due to Allah for this blessed provision. This blessed great provision that Allah has provided us with. And this shows us we should be thankful to Allah. How many of things Allah has given us? Water, subhanAllah, we take it for granted. Purified water. There are places in the world, in Africa and in Asia, they don't have pure water. Water is polluted. Water contains worms or disease or contains that which harms their body. And we have it, subhanAllah, taking it for granted. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not waste it. And thank Allah, because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, those who will enter the hellfire would wish they have a drop of water. SubhanAllah. Na'am. They wish they have a drop of water. And they will ask the people of paradise, give us that which Allah has provided you with. And it will be said to them, Allah has made it haram for the disbelievers. And they will say to the gatekeepers of hellfire, ask our Lord, ask your Lord. They didn't say our Lord. Because now they are humiliated. Allah already told them. He already told them, remain in it, ولا تكلمون, and don't speak. Remain in it, and don't speak. So after that humiliation, they said to the gatekeepers of hellfire, ask your Lord. They couldn't even say our Lord. You see the humiliation? What's the verse? Is'al Rabbak. Al-Ayah. Because in Jathiyah, ask your Lord to remove 1 day of the punishment. They didn't even say all. They didn't say every day until the Akhirah, till the Yom Qiyamah, till the end, eternity. But they said just 1 day. Na'am. أن يخفف عنا يوما من العذاب, that he makes takhfif. They didn't even say to remove it. They said just to reduce the punishment. Because they knew they're in humiliation. They knew they're in difficulty. So they didn't even say remove. They said, just reduce. Because they know they're not going to get removed. This is Allah's made it haram for them to come out of the hellfire if they die upon shirk. But they said, one day, just reduce. One day. They will ask for water. They will ask for that which the people of paradise have been given, and it will be made haram for them. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the provisions, the provisions that He has given us. Also, Surah Mulk, what's the last verse in Surah Mulk? You remember the last verse of Surah Mulk? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ مَنْ مَعِيَ. No, that one. إِنْ أَمْسَكَ. أَيْشَ الْآيَة؟ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ مَاءَكُمْ غَوْرًا. What a beautiful verse that is. If you come to see, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to withhold water from you, who's going to bring you the water? If He was to hold water from you, who's going to withhold it? Who's going to give it to you if Allah withholds the water? So we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for the water that He has given us. And also in the other verse, what's the other verse? Water, yes. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Did you bring it down from the muzn, يعني from the clouds? Or are we the ones who bring it down? The water that you drink, are you the ones who bring it down from the clouds? Or is it us who brings it down? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us to be grateful for the water that He has given us. So we don't become extravagant with regards to water. We thank Allah for the water that He has given us. Just like Hajar radiallahu anha, she was thankful to Allah for a ni'mah al-kubra, she called it. A great blessing. And she tried her best to keep the water gathered, na'am, such that it doesn't go. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rahim Allah, Rahim Allahu Isma'il. لو تركت ماء زمزم أي لم تحوطه لكان زمزم عينا معينا. Because of what she did, she gathered it and she didn't want it to perish and to go. So she gathered it. So the Messenger has made dua for her. Say, Rahimah Allah, for doing that. Because when she did that, it was a reason for the water to be gathered and the water to remain. ثم, he says, ثم عثر بها قبيلة من قبائل العرب يقال لهم جرهم فنزلوا عندها وتمت عليها النعمة. Then thereafter a tribe moved in and they were the ones that Allah SWT blessed them to continue benefiting from that water. Ismail عليه الصلاة والسلام was a youth. Thereafter he became a youth. He grew up to become a youth, a good youth, with good akhlaq, that the tribes, they loved him for his manners, and his concern, and his also good conduct. When he became older, he got married. And during this time, his mother, Hajar, had passed away. And thereafter, after that period, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he came by and he found his son. He found his son. Yani in that from that tribe. He was told he's going to be from that tribe. He's in that tribe. But before he could meet him, they told him, basically, this is his house. But his wife said to him, because Ismail now is married, his wife said to him, he's actually gone to hunt, to get some food, basically. And so he said, when he comes back, tell him to change the handle of the door or something in the door. Tell him to change that. When he comes back, tell him to change that. And he didn't tell her who she was, according to the story that Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah brings. قولي له يغير عتبة بابه. ورجع من فوره لحكمة أرادها الله. فلما جاء إسماعيل كأنه آنس شيئا فسأل امرأته فأخبرته أنه جاءهم. So then he left. Then Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام left. And The wife of Ismail told Ismail when he came back that yes, a man came. It was an old man. He came and he told me to change the part of the door. Whether it's the handle or whatever. Change the part of the door. The handle of the door, whatever. So Ismail said, I know what that means. It means I actually have to change my wife. I have to change my wife. And because he understood, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he asked the wife, how is your affair? When he asked Ismail's wife, how is your affair? He said, our affair is difficult. Our affair, we're going through a hard time, difficult time. It seemed that she was ungrateful. Because after that, when Ismail came back, and he realized and he knew, he said, that is my father. That is Ibrahim. That is my father. And he actually is asking me to change my wife. And the reason being is because of my wife is ungrateful. Because when Ibrahim asked her, how is your affair? She didn't say, alhamdulillah, the affair is good and you're patient and whatever. She said, the affair is difficult. The affair is hard. You know, like some women. They're ungrateful to their husbands. The husband gives and he gives and he gives. And she says, you never did anything for me. And she forgets all the khair. This happens. This happens. And the Prophet ﷺ said, most of the inhabitants of the hellfire women, because of their ingratitude that they show towards their husbands. So women should be grateful to their husbands for what they do. They go out to work and they sweat and they strive their utmost. And they come home and they bring the food to the table and they bring about shelter and so on. So they should be grateful to their husband. So he divorced her. And then he married another woman. And later, again, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he turned up and he asked for the dwelling of Ismail. And when it was shown to him, again, he asked Ismail's wife, how is your situation? She said, alhamdulillah, the affair is good. I'm grateful to Allah from what we have been given. وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَةً طَيِّبًا. So she was a good woman. And she was a woman that was thankful to Allah. There's actually a hadith about this, that Allah does not accept dua of the man who is married to a woman with bad character. A man who's married to a woman with bad, evil character, Allah will not accept his dua. It's a serious hadith. And I'll inshallah give you the reference with that. I remember reading it. So we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to call each and every one of us to be grateful. And for our wives to be grateful. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. And look what she said. She said, alhamdulillah, I'm grateful to my husband and what he does. He's gone out to hunt. He's gone out to bring food. So alhamdulillah. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهَا إِذَا جَاءَ زَوْجِكَ فَقْرَأِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. So he said to her, okay, when your husband comes, meaning Ismail, then give him my salam. Na'am. And he said, keep your door handle, or keep your, the part of the door on your doors. Keep it. Because this is a good woman, basically. Don't lose this woman. Keep it. ثُمَّ رَجَعَ أَيْضًا مِنْ فَوْرِهِ قَبْلَ مُوَاجِهَةِ إِسْمَعِيلِ لِحِكْمَةٍ أَرَادَهَا Allah Ta'ala. So when he came back, when Ismail came back, na'am, he realized that actually it's you I should keep. Because you're a good woman. Afshin, she explained to him that an old man came. And he realized that it was Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And this shows us also the concern that we should have for our children. For our children, in finding good wives for them. And striving, na'am, to aid them, even after they're married, to inquire about their situation, to help them if they're in need, to make sure that they're in the right direction. Nah, not to leave them. Not to leave them. You help, mashallah, the whole world and you forget your children. To help everyone else and you forget your family. Al-aqrabuna awla bima'roof. The ones who are close to you have more right to your good. Masallah salam, masallah yaghfirlana wa tuba alayna. Then he said, then thereafter, thumma aada Ibrahim al-marata al-thalitha. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam returned a third time. فَوَجَدَ إِسْمَعِيلَ نَعَمْ يَبْرِي نُبُلًا عِنْدَ زَمْزَمْ فَلَمَّا رَآهُ قَامَ إِلَيْهِ فَصَنَعَ كَمَا يَصْنَعُ الْوَالِدُ الشَّفِيقُ وَالْوَلَدُ الشَّفِيقُ. So, when he met him at the Zamzam, and he, of course, as a father who had not seen his son for such a long time, together they hugged each other, they loved each other, and what a father does to his son, yani how he hugs his son with the mercy, the shafaqa that he showed him, the love, the mercy, the wit. Now, فَقَالَ يَا إِسْمَعِيلِ, and he said to him, "Oh Ismail, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَبْنِي هَا هُنَا بَيْتًا يَكُونُ مَعْبَدًا لِلْخَلْقِ." He said, "Allah has commanded me to build in this place here, where the Zamzam is gushing forth, a place of worship for the people, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, until the Day of Judgment. So will you help me to build this house?" And that is the house of the Kaaba, which we pray towards, but we don't worship. We worship Allah, not the house. فَلْيَعْبُدُ رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ, let them worship the Lord of this house. فَقَالَ سَأُعِينُكَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, and his son Ismail said, "I will help you with that." فَجَعَلَ يَرْفَعَانِ الْقَوَاعِدِ, so they established the pillars of the Bayt al-Haram. إِبْرَهِيمُ يَبْنِي وَإِسْمَعِيلُ يُنَاوِلُهُ الْحِجَارَةِ, Ibrahim is building and his son Ismail is giving him the bricks, and they built the Kaaba. وَهُمَا يَقُولَانَ, and they would, as they're building it, they would say, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, O Allah, accept from us, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, for you are all hearing, all knowing. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ, O Lord, make us of those who are submitting to you. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا, and our children, أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً, an ummah, nation that is Muslim, that is submitting to you wholeheartedly upon your oneness, upon worshipping you alone. لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, accept our repentance. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, for indeed you are oft accepting of those who repent, and most merciful. رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ, and send amongst them a messenger from them who recite to them the ayat, the signs and the proofs, who teach them the book and the wisdom, purifying them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ, for indeed you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. So when they built the Kaaba, the house of Allah, Na'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Ibrahim to call his people to come to this house for the blessed pilgrimage of Al-Hajj. So he called the people, calling them. And they would come from different directions. Min kulli fajjin amiq, from every low ground, from every valley, from every part, they will be coming. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ دُنْيَاهُمْ وَأُخْرَاهُمْ, benefiting from the dunya, because they were doing business, buying and selling, which is allowed in Hajj, to buy and sell, people coming from with their goods from different parts of the world, and they're benefiting with their ibadah. Call upon Allah, la ilaha illallah, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and removing from them difficulty and hardship. وفي هذا الأثناء حين تمكن حب إسماعيل من قلبه وأراد الله أن يمتحن إبراهيم بتقديم محبة ربه نعم وخلته التي لا تقبل مشاركة والمزاحمة فأمره الله في المنام أن يذبح إسماعيل. So thereafter, the love, the closeness, no doubt, was there in Ibrahim for his son. He loved him so much. Many years that he hasn't seen him, and now he has seen him with his, at this age. Na'am, it aided him to marry a good woman. A woman who's grateful. And he aided him, his son aided him. They built the Kaaba together. Look how much closeness there is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Ibrahim to be Khalil. And that love, the true love of anyone, has no share with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Allah raised him many levels to be Khalilullah, Khalilur Rahman. That he is Khalil, that khulla, that closeness that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tested him. I command you to, in a dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for him this ru'ya. In a dream, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you with sacrificing your son. Inni ara fil manami anni adbahuk. And he told his son that indeed I saw in a dream that I have to do this. And that dream, na'am, is from Allah. Fanzur mada tara. So look to what you consider, to what you see regarding this affair. قال يا أبتي افعل ما تؤمر. Look at the son. Oh my father, do that which you are commanded. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. You will find me from the patient ones. Until the rest of the verse. خدع لأمر الله. He humbled himself to the command of Allah and complied to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. Na'am. And difficult it was upon the soul of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and likewise difficult upon Ismail, his son, to accept. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was about to sacrifice his son Ismail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. It was called upon him, O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled this dream. خلاص. The intention is there, the good in you is there, that your love for Allah is over anyone. That love for Allah is more than anyone, even your own son. فَحَصَرَ تَوْطِينَ النَّفْسِ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْمِحْنَةِ والبلوى الشاقة المزعجة. This difficult test, Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, he passed it. وحصلت المقدمات والجزم المصمم متم لهم الأجر والثواب. And no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded them, raised them many levels because of this great test, both the father and the son. وحصل لهم الشرف. And what came upon them is this nobility and honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that Allah mentioned, إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is how we reward the righteous. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. Indeed, this is a clear, and not easy, a clear, difficult trial. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we commanded him with this great dhibh, this great sacrifice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it with sacrificial animal. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed the sacrificial animal, sheep, or whatever it was. And this shows us, this is what we do as well in Hajj. In Hajj, na'am, tamattu' and Hajj Qiran, we sacrifice a sheep. Hajj tamattu' and Hajj Qiran. That we sacrifice a sheep, following the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what great a sacrifice it is than sacrificing your own son, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah says. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him, and in the end, he replaced it with sacrificing, na'am, a sacrificial animal. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him with this. Na'am, and this is what we do every year now, to remember that significance, and remember that true story that occurred with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the patience that he went through, the difficulty went through. So one should not be miserly when Eid al-Adha comes. Not be miserly. Spend what Allah has provided you with, and sacrifice a sheep at least. And your best Hajj is that which is al-Ajj wa-Tajj. The best Hajj is that which is where your dhikr is loudest, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, loudest. And the best Hajj is where much blood is spilled of the sacrificial animal, okay, which means the sheep. Meaning, if the Prophet ﷺ, he did 63 camels, so the best Hajj is that which you increase in your sacrifice of the sacrificial animal for an individual, and also the best, because it shows you that you're spending in that which Allah has provided you with, and likewise Allah did not leave those who are not in Hajj. He didn't leave them without also benefiting. They can also sacrifice a sheep to signify that great event for Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Many morals, many lessons that we learn from that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who benefit from these lessons of our prophets. Na'am, of our prophets. And inshallah we'll continue. Na'am, we're completing the rest of the story. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم.